Phonics Booster Books, number 42, Jackie and the Giant. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Jackie who lived with her mother in a city. Jackie and Mom rode the bus just like other people in the city. They lived in an apartment just like the other people in the city. But there was one thing different about Jackie and her mother. They had a cow. This was not like any other people in the city, not at all. Bossy the cow lived up on the roof, above Jackie's apartment. Jackie and her mom went up there every morning. Mom mowed the grass, Jackie milked the Bossy. "Bossy, you are the sweetest, smartest cow," said Jackie. "Moo," said Bossy. One fine day, Jackie was milking her mother, and her mother was mowing. Someone knocked loudly on the roof door. "Hello there," said the man. "Hello," said Mom. "Who are you?" "I work for the city," the man answered. "I'm here to inspect your roof." "Whoa, is that a cow?" "Where?" said Jackie. "Moo," said Bossy. The city man stared. "I have seen every roof in this city," he said, "and not one of them has a cow on it. You can't keep an animal up here. That cow has got to go." Jackie's mother brought the cow down to the street. "We'll have to sell Bossy," Jackie said sadly. "We will," said Mom softly. "Take her to the market. Sell her to someone nice, and be sure to get a good price." Jackie and Bossy walked to the market slowly. When they got there, they saw a funny old lady. "That's a nice plump cow," she said. "No cow is plumper or sweeter than Bossy," said Jackie. "Is she for sale?" the funny old lady asked. "What will you pay me for her?" asked Jackie. "This is your lucky day," said the lady. "I'll give you 3 beans.
3 beans?
Jackie shouted. "That is the silliest answer." "These are different from other beans," said the funny old lady. "They are magic beans."
"Magic beans? Hmm," said Jackie.
"Okay, it's a deal. Goodbye for now." "Bossy, be a good cow." Jackie hugged Bossy tightly. Jackie ran home quickly. The girl couldn't wait to show her mother the magic beans.
"Hi, Mom, I'm home," said Jackie.
"Did you sell Bossy to someone nice for a high price?" her mother asked.
"Here you are," said Jackie.
She handed her mother the 3 beans.
"Beans?"
said Mom. "We are the luckiest," said Jackie. "These are magic beans."
"Beans? Magic?" cried Mom. "That is not a nice price for our fine Bossy."
"But Mom,"
Jackie said.
"We can talk about it later," her mother said.
"Just leave the beans here. At least I can throw them in the pot." Jackie left the beans on the table. She did not see them roll off and fall into a crack. Jackie woke up early the next morning. There was something brushing her nose. She opened her eyes. It was a bean, the biggest, greenest bean she'd ever seen. The girl jumped up and ran to the window. She looked out. There was the tallest, thickest beanstalk she'd ever seen.
"Wow," said Jackie.
Jackie looked up. The beanstalk poked through the highest clouds and kept going higher. Jackie looked down. All the cars and people looked teeny tiny. Her apartment was now way, way above her street.
"Cool," said Jackie. "Those were magic. Those beans were magic."
Now Jackie was a very spunky girl. She saw that there was only one thing to do with a giant beanstalk. Climb it. Jackie grabbed a hold of the beanstalk. She climbed higher and higher. Soon, she could only see clouds below her. Then she finally got to the top. Jackie jumped off the giant beanstalk and into a big field. Her jaw dropped. There was a huge gold castle in front of her. It was the biggest, goldest, and only castle she'd ever seen. The girl ran across the field and up to the castle gate. She peeked through. "Hello," Jackie called. "Is anybody home?" The gate creaked open by itself. The brave, spunky girl strolled right into the castle. Jackie looked around her. The room soared so high. There were bats at the top. The tables and chairs were so tall, she couldn't reach them, even on tiptoe. "Somebody big lives here," said Jackie. "Somebody much bigger than I." Suddenly, there was a loud sound. Jackie clapped her hands to her ears. The sound got louder. Boom, boom, boom. The bats flapped their wings. The tables and chairs banged into each other. Jackie felt the castle shake. Boom, boom, boom. Jackie began to shake herself. In walked the biggest, strangest, meanest, and only giant Jackie had ever seen. "What are you doing here?" asked the giant.
"Nothing," said plucky Jackie. "I'm just looking around."
"I'm looking around too," said the giant, "for a snack. I'm mighty, mighty hungry," he said. Jackie had to think fast.
"You don't want to eat me," said Jackie. "I am small and stringy. I would not taste good."
The giant got his dish.
"Stop!" Jackie yelled. I can help make you rich."
"I'm already rich," said the giant. He got his knife and fork.
"Wait," Jackie shouted. "How about famous? I could help you. I can make you famous."
The giant paused.
"How can you do that?" he asked.
"Do you know what TV is?" Jackie asked.
"Can you eat it?" said the giant. "I'm still hungry."
Jackie and the giant climbed down the beanstalk. They passed her apartment window.
"Jackie," Mom called.
"Hi, Mom,"
Jackie waved. "See, the beans were magic, and look who I met."
The giant waved at Jackie's mother. She fainted. Jackie and the giant reached the street. The little girl led the giant through the city streets. Cars stopped. People stared.
"He's so big," people said.
"They're so small," the giant said.
A TV news van rushed in and a reporter jumped out.
"See," Jackie said to the giant, "I told you I could help make you famous."
A crane pulled up. The reporter got in and the crane lifted higher and higher until she was face to face with the giant.
"Hello, sir," said the reporter. "Where are you from?"
"From up that beanstalk," said the giant.
"And why are you here?" the reporter asked.
"I'm hungry," said the giant.
"Help," said the reporter. "Get me down."
"Maybe some pizzas would help," said Jackie. "I think 300 pizzas would do it."
Jackie was right. The giant did become famous. Everybody wanted to know everything about him. He went on lots of TV shows.
"Tell me, Mr. Giant," said the talk show host, "how did you get to be so tall?"
"My parents were tall," said the giant.
As long as there was pizza, the giant was happy to talk. Meanwhile, Jackie wrote a book. She called it Up and Down the Beanstalk. She sold hundreds of books and became very rich. Jackie tracked down the funny old lady who had given her the magic beans. She gave this lady some money and got Bossy back. Then Jackie, her mother, and their cow left the city and moved to a house. And Bossy never slept on the roof again. She had her own room.